Ave Maria. Welcome to another edition of The Children of Mary. Last week, in honor of Our Lady of Lourdes, we heard an account of what happened at Lourdes. And let us pray to Saint Bernadette Soubirous, who was only 14 years old at the time of the apparitions, to pray and intercede for our young people, together with Saint Philomena, the 13-year-old virgin princess, to plead to her spouse to grant the world a miraculous grace of chastity and purity of heart. Let us give to this generation all of the riches that the Lord has given us for these times. I'd like to propose we give to the world a certain saint. Let us give to this generation Saint Maximilian Mary Kolbe, the antidote against the evils of our times, who was made the patron of the 20th century, the patron saint of the 20th century by Pope Saint John Paul II, patron of that most difficult century. Let us remember how Our Lady of Good Success spoke about that century, and here we have a saint who is its patron. He's even one of the patrons of pro-life. We can almost compare or think of Saint Maximilian, him being in the gas chamber in the bunker of Auschwitz where he died, almost like a little child in the womb of their mother, the mother who attempts to abort the child. We can almost think of Saint Maximilian in that gas chamber, but he was put to death by a lethal injection. Let us pray to Saint Maximilian Kolbe to implore God on our behalf to have mercy on us in this third millennium. He is, let's say, a synthesis of all that happened in that century and is its antidote. He was called also the artist of pastoral activity. Pastoral, we can say, as an action for the salvation of souls. He wanted to conquer the whole world for Our Lady. And for Our Lady and through Our Lady to establish the kingdom of the Sacred Heart of Jesus on earth, the reign of his Sacred Heart, and was one of the greatest Marian saints in the history of the church. I've heard it said, or at least I was told, that one of the most Marian souls that I've ever met, who still lives today, described Saint Maximilian Kolbe as being the most Marian of all the saints. So, as if to say, Saint Maximilian is the highest. He is the summit and peak of Marian devotion and spirituality. So if we want to look at a figure, who is, let's say, the most Marian saint? According to what I was told, it was said that it was Saint Maximilian Mary Kolbe. So we are in front of, we have before us this apex, let's say, of Marian devotion. Do we want to grow as children of Mary? Shall we not aim to be the best that we can be? Well then, let us look and emulate the best, Saint Maximilian Kolbe, who is in many ways the peak. Some might say, well, we'll have to exclude Saint Joseph from that equation because Saint Joseph is in a category of his own when it comes to love for Our Lady. Some could even argue, if you put Saint Joseph aside, when it comes to saints and blesseds other than Saint Joseph, one would argue that Blessed John Duns Scotus reached a high level that has yet to be equaled. I've come across these words, that where Scotus reached has yet to be equaled. And one could even speak about Saint Francis of Assisi as well. If we contemplate him being one of the greatest saints in the history of the church, and those graces he received came through the Blessed Virgin Mary, and Saint Francis of Assisi wanted to imitate and follow the Blessed Virgin Mary, it could be argued that Saint Francis of Assisi, of all the saints, was the one who was most transformed into Our Lady. But let us look at how Saint Maximilian Kolbe is explicitly letting us know we must conquer the world for Mary. So some could argue Saint Francis of Assisi hasn't written much, but Saint Maximilian Kolbe is the one who is telling us explicitly we must conquer the world for Our Lady. We must put Our Lady everywhere. And what he has explicitly given to us in his doctrine with regards to union with Mary, which is expressed in this idea of transubstantiation into Mary, becoming transformed into Mary, becoming another Mary. This is where Saint Maximilian wants to take us. This is what he lived. Pardon me for this door. Apparently, I've heard on a number of occasions that invoking the name of Saint Maximilian Kolbe is very powerful in exorcisms. So the kingdom of darkness has a great displeasure in hearing his name. So let us look in this episode dedicated to imitating the saints in their devotion, in their love and imitation of Mary. Let us look at Saint Maximilian Kolbe, albeit that the task is far beyond my capacity. But in recognizing this, I hope to receive a merciful pardon from our listeners when they realize that he who speaks is unworthy of such a task. Let us look a little bit at Saint Maximilian Mary Kolbe. Now, I'll divide this episode into two parts. I'll give my own little explanations on Saint Maximilian Kolbe, and then I'll read from a book called New Saints and Blesseds of the Catholic Church, those beatified and canonized from 1979 to 1983, which is by Ignatius Press. So we'll read the life of Saint Maximilian Kolbe. But first, I'll just try to explain a little bit Saint Maximilian Kolbe. Now, I wonder if anyone has ever seen images of Saint Maximilian Kolbe. I remember hearing someone say, well, he looks a bit serious. So they didn't really want to have devotion to Saint Maximilian Kolbe because he came across as being serious. I've heard that on more than one occasion. But you see some images of Saint Maximilian Kolbe. There's an image of him when he was a young student where there's something of a likeness to Our Lady in Saint Maximilian Kolbe. If we think of the aim of our consecration, our devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, which passes from just simple devotion to having a more profound, intimate, internal reality within us, whereby we strive to imitate the virtues of Our Lady. The highest level would be to have the likeness of Our Lady, to allow Our Lady to operate through us, whereby in a certain sense, it's not us who is operating, but it's the Blessed Virgin Mary. Saint Maximilian makes a comparison of someone who is possessed, a demonic possession, how the evil spirit has taken possession and is working through that person. He says, in a similar way, this is how we want to be with Our Lady. We want Our Lady to take possession of us, to work through us. So he makes this comparison with what happens during the Mass. It's not the same, but it's just a way of explaining this union with Mary. He calls it this transubstantiation into the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, Saint Maximilian is a recent saint of our times, a saint who saw how the enemies of the Church, the Freemasons, are using all of the modern means to attack the Church of Christ, the mass media. And he said, we have to take it out of the hands of Satan. We have to use it for good. We have to use it for God's kingdom. And the best way to do this is to do it through Our Lady. So Saint Maximilian Kolbe wanted to have newspaper, radio. They had a radio station. They had the biggest selling Catholic journal newspaper in Poland. He had one in Japan, a newspaper. He had a community of religious in Japan. He was a missionary. Saint Maximilian is almost like a Marian Saint Paul. He wrote many epistles, let's say, many letters, all expressing his love for the Blessed Virgin Mary. He was also a bit of a prophet, Saint Maximilian Kolbe. We'll discover how, when he was in Japan, the place he decided to build his friary was on the opposite side of a mountain, and it received some criticism. It was a bit of a strange place to build a convent. But the place where they were encouraging him to actually build it, which he didn't do, later on, the nuclear bomb dropped on Nagasaki, the place where they were telling him to build it. But he built his friary on the other side, still in the same city. But so he was a prophet. He really foresaw, he knew this already. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, we can see a similarity even with Saint Michael the Archangel in his fight against the Masons, when Saint Maximilian had this holy indignation seeing the enemies of the Church want to attack the Vicar of Christ, attack the Church, almost in a similar way of Saint Michael, obviously not the same, who said, who is like God? That indignation, that holy indignation, Saint Maximilian Kolbe had this holy indignation to begin a militia, an army, a war against the Freemasons. And he founded what's called the MI, the Militia of Mary Immaculate. So Saint Maximilian Kolbe was the head of, let's say, the Militia of Mary Immaculate. He also wanted to join the army, Saint Maximilian Kolbe, and wanted to fight for the Blessed Virgin Mary. So let us also become knights of the Blessed Virgin Mary spiritually. We don't have to belong to the MI, but let us place ourselves before an image of the Blessed Virgin Mary and ask her, how can I fight for you? Let me fight for you. Let me enroll in your army. Let me become a soldier, a warrior, a fighter for Mary, a knight for Mary Immaculate. So let us read now the life of Saint Maximilian Kolbe. And I repeat, if we desire to grow in our love and devotion to Our Lady, let us look at who many would say is the peak of devotion and love to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let us learn from Saint Maximilian Mary Kolbe and pray to him and have a devotion to him.